February 10th, 1953. Dear James, I am finally settled in, and all I can think about is you. It is almost Valentine's Day in one of the most romantic cities in the world, and I am alone. Well, don't get too rattled, but I have a not-so-secret admirer here. Yeah, that's what you want to hear. A dozen of roses were sent to me without a card. Come to find out, it came from one of the other pastry chefs. Don't worry, I kindly explain that my heart belongs to you, and we are set to be married upon your return. Thinking of our wedding day brings me so much joy and hope. Oh, James, I'm so grateful for this experience. But as I am presented with all these opportunities, I can't help but to think about the danger that you face every single day. I am praying for an end to this war because my heart can't take much more. On a lighter note, I learned how to make macaroons. Oh, they are so delicious. I can't wait to cook for you. The meringue is carefully crafted by combining 37 grams of water and super fine sugar in a pot until the mixture reaches 118 degrees Celsius. And while the syrup is heating, you begin to beat the egg whites. Cooking is such a science, and it is a lot like life. You need to follow certain steps to get the desired results, but sometimes a mistake or a little creativity can give you amazing outcomes. My heart aches for you and your fellow soldiers, as well as Harlem. I often think about never going back. I know that my parents are there, but everything there reminds me of your absence and my brother Jimmy. Sometimes fresh starts are good, don't you agree? A world-famous chocolatier came in to teach us some techniques for Valentine's Day. I made a special chocolate. It's called, let's see if I can get this right, caramel otherwise known as toffee, just for you. Of course, I had to eat it, but it was in fact for you, Munim. Have you learned much Korean? Well, if nothing else, can you bring back some great recipes so I can cook some Asian soul food for us? I know that the way to your heart is through your stomach. I remember during school lunches, you would always ask, "Are you going to finish that?" I miss you and I love you so much. Et toi, Patajo, forever yours, Claire. Heavenly Father, I pray for James and his unit. I am praying for a swift resolution to this war and your guidance and direction in both of our lives. Continue to comfort my family. In Jesus' name, amen.
My dearest Clara, if you receive this letter from one of our officers, it means that I've been captured by the enemy. It doesn't mean that I'm dead, but that I'm captured. I'm praying that they spare my life altogether. I know that this is going to be hard for you, but I want you to be strong and I want you to be brave like I know you can. I want to be able to feel your strength while I'm in these chains. I'm praying for you, my love. I promise you, my love, that my love that I have for you will never die, and that I'll keep the faith in God through my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I will be brave and strong, and I'll always keep our memories in my heart. And if I die, please tell my story to the world. Let the world know that I died serving my country, protecting every free person in America and those that I love. Baby, I will never stop loving you, not even in heaven. My love, I promise you so much. Now I need you to promise me something. Promise me that you will let me go if I don't return to you in years' time. Please don't say no, Clara. I know this is hard, but know that it's harder for me to even say this to you. Promise me that you will find love in another man's arms and start a new family with a new life and have everything that we've ever talked about. My one true love, Clara, I hope this letter never finds you. But if you're reading it, it means that I'm a prisoner of war. But I'm also a prisoner of our love, our never-ending love. My prayer for you is this. I wish you love in abundance and every happiness in the world. I wish you strength and success in everything that you do. In Jesus' holy name, amen. P.S. I loved you well, my love. Forever yours, James.
During the Korean War, there were approximately 132,074 prisoners of war, including nearly 96,000 North Koreans, over 20,000 Chinese, and a little over 16,000 South Koreans. Prisoners of war were exchanged near the end of the war in a series of events called Big Switch, Little Switch. Operation Little Switch took place from April 20th to May 3rd, 1953. And exchanged over 6,600 prisoners. Operation Big Switch took place after the armistice and returned almost 76,000 prisoners of war to the communists and over 12,000 to the UN. The South Korean government estimates that 560 South Korean prisoners of war are still alive in North Korea. However, some researchers believe the actual number could be higher. The Defense Prisoner of War MIA accounting agency describes more than 7,400 Americans as unaccounted for from the Korean War.
I'm your Valentine, this much is true. I'm your Valentine, please let me prove it. I'm your Valentine, 'cause I love you.
Well Writers Entertainment, Well Audio, and Good Fig Network bring you Forever Yours, produced by Tajanae Crawford. Directed, executive produced, and written by Randall and Talisha Crawford. Featuring Randall Crawford as James Young and Talisha Crawford as Clara Montgomery. The Forever Yours interlude is written and performed by Zenishe. Forever Yours is an original production from Well Writers Entertainment. Can't wait for the next episode. Be sure to listen every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. New episodes air every week. Listen to all of Season 1 on the Good Fig Network app or wherever you get your podcasts. Be sure to tell your friends and family about Forever Yours. And don't forget to rate and review this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you for listening. Be well.